I support the Second Amendment. I purchased a gun when I was a young man. I've been a hunter pretty much all my life.
Can I get me a hunting license here?
I'm not a big game hunter. I made it very clear. I've always been, if you will, a rodent and rabbit hunter, all right? Small varmints, if you will.
You better say your prayers, you flea-bitten varmint!
Now, back to Monday Night Talk with your host, Kevin Tachi. 95.9 WATD.
Welcome back to Monday Night Talk. And we want to thank Junior D'Amato for joining us, as he does every couple of weeks.
Yes. Like you said, that's one of my favorite segments.
All right. Well, we move forward. And joining us now on the phone line, I believe he's going to be looking for somebody's vote, especially when it comes to getting the Democratic nod come, I want to say, April 30th.
Is it right? April 30th.
We have Congressman Stephen Lynch, who's looking for your vote come April 30th. Congressman, how are you?
Good, Kevin. Good to be with you. Hello, Junior.
No, that's Joe. But I call him Junior from time to time because he wants to be like me.
Oh, all right. Okay. All right, Joe.
Hey, how are you doing, Congressman?
Excellent. Busy, but good.
Good.
Yeah, kind of give us, I had a chance to kind of look over your itinerary over the past couple of days. I see you've been busy spending some time in the western part of the state. What did you have a chance to do yesterday?
Well, now that they have GPS, people from South Boston could go anywhere. I spent yesterday morning, we went down to the Worcester St. Patrick's Day Parade. They had it a day early. So we went down there and we went out to Worcester and did the parade. Then we went out to Millbury. After that, there was another St. Patrick's Day related party. We hit McDonald's Pub in Worcester, and we ended up in Leominster later on last night. So it was a long day, but a good one.
Is it a part of the day today? You were down at Fall River? You were hanging out this morning?
Right. I had a couple of meetings with elected officials down in Fall River. We did a bingo. We had a breakfast as well down in New Bedford. We went to the Battle Cove Museum down there and met with some of the people that are concerned about development on the waterfront in New Bedford. And went to the Chamber of Commerce in New Bedford. Then we had a couple of other stops, campaign-related stops as well. Went to a senior event, and then made our way back here to Boston. So that's where I am right now.
Congressman, the last time we had you on Monday Night Talk, you had discussed that you wanted to schedule a bunch of forums and debates between you and Congressman Markey. Where do we stand right now on that, and what is your perspective on how that battle to get those is going?
Well, it's slow going, I'll tell you that. We haven't had any yet, and there's only, let's see, there's 50 days left. But from what I understand, they've agreed to six debates. Both campaigns have agreed to six debates, and we're going to have the first one on April 1st, April Fool's Day, appropriately enough. I think the first is the debate at Stonehill College, I believe, and I think that WCVB is a co-host there, and also I think one of the newspapers. I'm not sure which one. Maybe the Patriot Ledger or the Globe. I'm not certain on that. But I know there are several media outlets that are sort of co-sponsoring that event as well. So there are four general debates, and I think there are two issue related debates. I think that's the way it's going so far.
What are you looking forward to in these debates, and you know, taking on your colleague in Congress?
Well, there are 50% of the people in the state that don't know who either one of us is. So I guess, I've got a pretty low bar. At least the people will begin to know who I am and where I stand on the issues. So that would be a win right there, just to overcome the lack of name recognition in some parts of the state and to give people an opportunity to ask questions. I think there'll be a good opportunity for that, and just give people a chance to kick the tires, so to speak, and just find out where we're at, you know, what our backgrounds are like, and what we intend to do to address some of the issues that are facing the country.
I have to ask you, is I know that you and Congressman Markey have signed a pledge in regards to outside groups, discourage them from spending money on TV or radio and campaign mailers. But this word that there's a national environmental advocacy group that's going to look to spend a little more than $650,000 to help your opponent, as well as the League of Conservative Voters, who are going to go out and knock on some doors to notify Democratic voters. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, you know, we didn't want people coming in to do those negative ads that we've seen in the past. We didn't want a swift vote type situation where, you know, millions of dollars come in from outside groups outside of Massachusetts and then distort the records of anyone in the race. I'm proud that we've at least come to agreement between Ed and I that won't happen. I think one of the good things that came out of the Scott Brown Elizabeth Warren race was that the candidates themselves stepped up and said, "Look, we don't want that. We think that's bad for politics. We think it's bad for democracy." And I think it was a good example, and we hope to follow it. Unfortunately, the Republican candidates in the race haven't agreed to that yet, and they said they will not so far. So I think that's disappointing, but we'll deal with it.
Now, there's something that I did find interesting is that I guess your campaign is going to refrain from advertising on a particular media outlet because there's an ongoing issue between the company and the union, I believe WCVB-TV?
It is. And look, I want to be clear. Look, I love Channel 5. I love WCVB. I've got a friendship with Bill Fine, who's the manager over there.
Yep.
And also, I know all the employees. They've been 2 years, though. They've been 2 years without a contract. And what I was asked, number one, if I would refrain from doing that, from advertising on the station until they got a chance to sit down and work things out. I'm trying to give them that chance. I think that, 2 years is a long time for people to go without a contract, and I'm hoping that they resolve that. But, I think that if there's an opportunity here and I can create that sense of urgency, I've negotiated union contracts in the past, you know, for the iron workers, for the wardrobe workers in the theaters, for the carpenters. And so sometimes you need a little bit of urgency to get people to get serious about something rather than just kicking the can down the road, you know, sort of like Congress.
Well, it wasn't true.
And so I'm hoping that this lends that urgency. I think that Mr. Markey might be handling it the same way. We'll have to wait and see.
Well, I guess I wanted to kind of throw it out that this isn't the first time that you've kind of, you know, if there was an issue between a union and the company back when you were running for when you first campaigned for Congress, you did the same thing with Fox 25, right?
Well, yeah, that's right. We did do 29 debates in the congressional special election. So we did 29 debates in 100 days. It was ridiculous. We were carpooling at the end because the candidates were all traveling together.
Goodness.
But, yeah, there was a picket line at one of the debates, and I refused to cross. So, I mean, that was one out of 29. It's not like I was ducking debates.
Right. Well, that's what I'm saying, though, is that you respected the union picket line.
Well, I do respect collective bargaining. Mm-hmm. And, I think that people should have a fair chance to negotiate over the terms of their working conditions and their pay and their health care and their retirement. And I believe in that. And I think when there's a fair employer and a fair union, they can usually come to a pretty good agreement that allows the company to succeed but also allows workers to be fairly paid and fairly treated.
Congressman, I guess it's probably no surprise to you. You were on the front page of the Herald today, and it's actually interesting because on this show, once in a while, we'll try to predict elections and almost the semantics of how they're going to turn out. I actually had predicted that the mayor would endorse you in your run, and it doesn't look like that's going to happen. What's your take on that?
Well, I think you're right. I think the papers today so far said that the mayor won't be involved. But look, I understand that. I'm an elected official. You don't want to be dragged into every fight that occurs. You do nothing but campaign if you get into every election. So. Mm. I don't have a problem with that. I understand. I respect the mayor, and I respect his decision. However, I'm going to work very, very hard and try to win this thing. I thought it was a nice picture on the Herald. I was on the cover. I didn't like the headline, but at least it said "Sorry, Steve" or something like that.
Yeah.
Any day you can end up on the front page of the Herald is a good.
Hey, it's publicity, right?
Yeah.
Well, you know what, though? But looking at it at this, maybe things may change with, Mayor Menino on May 1st. Maybe once we know who will be on the ballot for June, that he'll throw his hat in the ring for whatever Democrat comes out on the other side. Does that sound right, Congressman?
I think that may be the case, yeah. He's usually pretty good on that. And I know he was very influential in the Liz Warren race in terms of getting the vote out.
Right.
And we all saw that result. So, it's only been a couple of months. You know, these once-in-a-lifetime U.S. Senate elections are happening every 6 months lately. So, I understand if he wants to take a break on this one.
let's talk about some of the folks who are endorsing you.
Mm.
I believe you got some folks in Quincy who are endorsing you, whether it's Mayor Koch or the county sheriff, Michael Bilotti.
Right. Mike Bilotti is helping me in Norfolk County. He's been a surrogate for me. He's gone around and spoken. When I was out in Springfield and I couldn't be in Braintree, he went out and spoke on my behalf. I'm lucky to have him. He's an old friend of mine. We go way back. We served in the House together, Mike Bilotti and I. I love him. And Mayor Koch was very, very gracious enough to endorse me. Mayor Sue Kay has come out and endorsed me, and I'm blessed to have her support. One of the, a very strong woman and a very, very capable mayor down in Weymouth, one of the largest towns in the Commonwealth. Mm. That's been a blessing. Mayor Joe Sullivan, also of Braintree, I know in your listening audience, you have a lot of folks in Braintree that listen to you, and Joe has been a dear friend for 20 years. And again, he's another person who has gone out as a surrogate on my behalf and spoken, in my place. We've got great support. The Nurses Union, 23,000 nurses from the Massachusetts Nurses Association came out and endorsed me. It's a wonderful honor. The professional firefighters of Massachusetts who have, fire departments in every single city in the state, city in this state and town in this state, they came out and endorsed me. The Carpenters Union, the iron workers, the laborers, they're all statewide, so those are great. The pipe fitters, the plumbers, just a great group of people. A lot of the police unions have come out and endorsed me as well, so It's heartwarming to see the support that I've had.
Congressman, your campaign made national headlines during the last storm we had when you had people standing in South Boston getting signatures for you in the middle of the blizzard. What's your feeling on the campaign trail right now in terms of citizens that you're looking for their vote coming up to your campaign? What's the feeling out there right now?
I did see that picture. That was actually in Davis Square in Somerville. It wasn't South Boston.
Oh, okay.
But a couple of very spirited campaign workers actually set up a little stand and were collecting. They collected about 200 signatures in the middle of that 30-inch blizzard. I'm blessed to have supporters like that. Those are a couple of guys, Joe Kelly and Jay Frazier, who obviously are very, very, very committed, and I'm lucky to have them. I think the campaign is going great. I mean, I've been spending a lot of time around the state. I've been taking every opportunity to get on the radio, whether it's your wonderful station, WATD, or other small stations around the state. I think that there's a wonderful listening audience that you have that are really focused on local issues that they think are important, where we're getting around the state. We're trying not to leave any city or town untouched, whether it's the Springfield area and Chicopee and Holyoke. I'm going to march next Sunday in the Holyoke parade out there. They got a big one. I'm going to be at the breakfast, obviously, in South Boston early in the morning. But we're also speaking at the Lowell St. Patrick's Day breakfast and trying to get over to Lynn as well. So there's a lot going on. It's a busy time of the year. You know, the weather is starting to change a little bit. We've had a few setbacks in both sides on the campaign because of the amount of snow we've been getting on the weekends. But, you know, we're just trying to make sure people are aware that there's an election going on. These special elections are usually very low turnout, you know, in the order of 15% or 17% of the people come out and vote, compared to this last presidential election when I think 71% came out. 71% came out to vote. So we want to make sure people realize there is an election and try to introduce ourselves to enough people so that they have confidence in my ability to represent them in the United States Senate.
I got two last questions for you, Congressman. Probably this question is basically to kind of get the pulse of what you're hearing from the voters. How has what you heard back in November, October, November, when you were seeking re-election for your seat now, how has the message changed, if at all, as to what you're hearing out on the streets now when you're shaking hands and talking to folks and their thoughts and their concerns if you're elected?
Well, it's funny because what I heard a lot, and I probably shook hands with 1,000 people yesterday in Worcester, and what I kept hearing was, thank you for running. At the beginning of this race, the Democratic Senate Committee in Washington picked Ed Markey. They basically said, this is the person we want to be the next U.S. Senator from Massachusetts. They put their money behind him. They've got $40 million in their PAC. He was basically endorsed by John Kerry, and they tried to clear the field, and everybody dropped out. There were a bunch of people that were interested, but I think a lot of people were aware of the daunting task that this would be. And I as everybody was dropping out, I thought, what a terrible moment for democracy to let this happen, to let a group, Senator Bennett, who runs the Democratic Senate Committee in Washington, is a wonderful man, I'm sure. You know, he's from Colorado. I haven't heard any bad things about him, but I don't believe he should be choosing the U.S. Senator from this state. And so I put my name up, and if I had not, there would be no contest here on the Democratic side. It would just been an anointment, a coronation. So, I felt, and I still do feel, that the people of Massachusetts should be able to pick their own U.S. Senator. That would be a tragedy to have, somebody just picked by someone else outside this state. So on my travels yesterday, I was getting a lot of high fives and a lot of fist pumps over, just getting in the race. People were very happy that I was making a race out of this. It's still uphill for me, but I was energized by the response we got.
And finally, I'll ask you, because I believe we have on deck Tony V waiting to join us. He's our headlining act this evening.
Yeah.
How can folks get more information about your campaign, get involved, whether it's to stop at one of your campaign offices or online?
Well, my website is Stephen F. Lynch, all one word, StephenFLynch.com. And if they want to get information, or if they want to make a contribution, or they just want to tie into the campaign, we have campaign offices all over the state. We've got a great group out there. We can plug you into your friends, and you'll see on our wall there all the people that are already signed up for the campaign, and you'll be able to plug right in. And this really is a grassroots campaign. You know, we've got people of every age and ability to get out there. We got folks that are working from home, people that are working on the phones, other people that like to get out there and do the standouts. Phone banks, and so we could use all kinds of help, and we're trying to make this a grassroots campaign. Look, my background, as you know, I was an iron worker for 18 years, strapped on a pair of work boots every single day. I know what it's like to struggle. I know what it's like to live from paycheck to paycheck. There's nobody like that in the United States Senate. There's nobody like that in the United States Senate who has shared the same life experiences that most of the people on the South Shore and across the across the state have experienced, and I think that's a tragedy. I think that's why there's a disconnect between what's going on in Washington and what's going on here in the cities and towns of Massachusetts. And I'd like to fix that. I'd like to cure that. I'd like to force Democrats and Republicans to get together and start working on these problems instead of kicking each other in the shins and, you know, just carrying on the logjam that's going on there right now. So if people agree with me on that, they want to see some change in Washington, D.C., I'm that person. And I'd love to have their support.
Well, let's hope to have you back on in, after either just before the election or afterwards and chat with you more.
Anytime. Happy to do it anytime, Kevin. Thank you, Joe.
All right.
We appreciate it. Congressman Stephen,
we'll see
Stephen Lynch looking for your vote on April 30th and maybe beyond. We'll see what happens.